This has been presented as an issue of equality, but it is far from clear that marriage is anything to do with equality. Outside my back door, there is a whole dance that is constantly going on, played out by all the birds, all the butterflies, all the lizards and insects. It is the dance of mating, breeding, producing eggs and tadpoles and offspring, the next generation. The most obvious feature of this is the inequality, the difference, the male, the female, opposites put together to make a new being. Although my two hens will still lay eggs, they are sterile without the rooster. Our deep friendships, our private affairs, our transient loves, even our lifelong bonds, make few demands on the wider society, and the one we treat differently is the one that is about having children. It is the young breeding couples raising the next generation who are bringing an immense value to the whole society. It's not about fairy tale weddings, and it's not about giving people who feel different a chance to feel better about themselves. It's about the ordinary mums and dads and their kids. Far from being about equality, it is the average mums and dads trying to raise their children who are pushed to feeling like second-class citizens while same-sex marriage hogs all the spotlight. 73% of Australian children live with their mother and father. Although a third of children are born out of wedlock, most of those parents marry. The Institute of Family Studies has come out again. Stable families produce stable children. Children are better off with mum and dad. We need policies that help married families, and we need the government to be focusing on giving families more status rather than hiving off their benefits to any man and who want to get the tick of social approval for their relationship. The push for gay marriage could succeed only because of a long debasement in normal heterosexual marriage. We aren't reviewing and digesting the outcomes and consequences of a long series of decisions and laws that have changed and undermined marriage stability. Instead, we are heaping further erosion on the damage already done. The radical social deconstructionists have planned a long and deliberate attack on marriage, and they have done a lot of damage already. That is no justification for doing more.